God has always wanted His creation to be in the know. From before time, God saw us and wanted each one of His children to be in the know. He did not want to leave us in the dark about anything. I want you to know. And He said, I want you to know for a fact. And when God speaks as a matter of fact. When He says, this is what I want you to know, that is a direct gift from God. I want you to think about something this morning. It'll be really, really important for each of us just to keep in our mind. That loved one, that individual sitting beside of you, all of those that you know, as your friends, or maybe not. When they leave this body, that personality, that idiosyncrasies, those idiosyncrasies of each individual, you know, all the stuff you fuss about, I can't believe you act like that or do that. Are you going to have to leave your nose alone when you're out in public? And all of the idiosyncrasies that we have, do you realize that that's gone forever? I want you to realize how precious this is. That individual, when we leave this body with all of its idiosyncrasies, all the faults, all the failures, all the good, all the bad, it's gone forever. Forever. We will never be the same again, thank God. We're going to have a resurrected body. We're going to have a body that has been perfected by God. But right now, you and I, this is all we got, this body. Each of us need to pay attention to one another. For when you think, well, it really doesn't matter, when they're gone, it matters. All of the fun times, all of the bad times, all of the good, everything that goes on, because we got one shot at this. And that one shot is now while you're in this body. When we're together on heaven's shore, we will have been perfected by Jesus Christ. All that goes on with us then will be that of God. We will continue to grow. We'll continue to grow in Christ. But you see, right now we sort of have backed away because, well, I don't like that particular action you have. When that personality's gone, you'll wish you could see that again. But you never will, ever. The only thing perishing about us is this human brain, this physical body. We are spirit, but we need to learn to appreciate one another. We need to learn to respect one another. God says, I want you to be in the know. I did not bring you and create you into this world for you to stagger throughout your whole life wondering what if. You don't have to wonder what if. I will tell you right now. I want you to know. I want you to know that you are saved. When you say yes to my son, I want you to know that you don't have to keep quabbling with that in your mind. Oh, well, I did this wrong and I did that wrong. Saved today, lost tomorrow. That is not God's salvation. God's salvation is permanent. It is assured. And He said, not one drop of my son's blood will ever see hell. Every Christian has had a blood transfusion. That blood transfusion is the blood of Christ. And what matters truly to us, that's our spirit. We're the ones that spirit in here is the spirit driving this vehicle. And you and I will know one another in heaven. Yes, we'll even love each other in heaven. We'll love people that we didn't care much about on earth. that are there. And again, they'll probably be shocked to see you and me as we are to see them. God says, that's how much I love you. But I want you to know for a fact, I want you to know about your salvation. In Romans 10, verse 13, I want you to know who can be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Okay? Let me read it again. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Yes, but now, preacher, you know as well as I do, there's a but after that. No, there isn't. The only but after that is the individual who thinks they are. The fact remains, when Jesus speaks, he speaks. And when he speaks and he says, whoever calls on my name will be saved, it's his fact. Why do we want to add to or take away? Because we want to pick, we think we do, who's going to go to heaven with us. And just let me get my family together. Everybody going to heaven. Let's all sit back now. Eat, drink, and be merry. Well, you go ahead, eat, drink, and be merry, but the setting back's the sin. You got it? Enjoy the fruit of your labor, God says. But always lift the name who gave you that fruit. And looking at others and saying, well, he can't be Christian, he can't be Christian. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm only allowed to preach God's word. Well, you're not allowed to do that either. Because Paul said there's a lot of you Christians in the church that you got a big awakening coming. Because salvation is of the Lord. And he said, I want you to know. Now, he also said, I want you to know who is of God and who is not of God, or the Antichrist. He said, I want you to know it. And then he spells it out for us. 1 John 4, verses 2 and 3. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Yeah, you got that? Is from God. But, there's the but, every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. John was ordered by God. Spell it out. Let my people know the truth. For it is in the truth that we will find our freedom. It is in the truth where we'll see a nation put together again. That truth is the holy word of Almighty God. It is he who says, you want the freedom? Come unto me. Those of you who are heavy laden and you need rest, take my yoke upon you, for it is easy. God says, I will do the rest. Let your peace, Father, be upon our heart, your courage to be within our physical being, your boldness, Lord, allow it to overshadow all that is dark. Give unto your children, Father, the light that will brighten their spirit, where each one will know, I don't have to worry about whether I'm saved or not. I'm in. I don't have to worry about whether God loves me or not. He does. I don't have to worry about a world who says you will silence yourself when it comes to proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, because there may be other ways. Because the man of God cannot be silenced from God's word. God said, I will give you my peace. The world will hate it. It's good proof that you belong to me. For those who hated me will hate you because they hated me. Those who will mock you because they mock me. But I want you to know something, he says. I want you to know that I got you. I want you to know that you're my child. Nobody's taken you out of my hands. You have been sealed by my Holy Spirit, and my Holy Spirit is quite enough to take care of you, not only on this world, but on the worlds to come. I love you, God says. I love you with the love that surpasses all understanding. Larry, you don't have to worry. If they kill you, you don't have to worry. I'll take care of your family. He already has, hasn't he, folks? Each one of us, he already has. See, but I want you to know something. I don't want you to be guessing. When someone says, are you going to heaven? Yes, I'm going to heaven. Do you want me to share with you how I know I'm going to heaven? That's an open door. But don't you dare say, unless you really don't know, don't dare say, I hope so. Oh, man alive, that's such a sissy Christian. You know, it's just like a limp handshake. That's such a sissy Christian. Well, I don't want to offend anyone. Have you ever read the Bible? Did you know that the whole New Testament focusing on Jesus Christ and showing us all those who followed him, I mean, it was loaded with hatred and bitterness against God's children. You need to read some of those stories, folks, because in God's word he says, let me tell you what happened when they locked up Paul and Peter. The disciples were, let me tell you where I was. And you keep reading, you'll find how God sent an angel. Even to the point that when they escaped or left the prison, they knew that the poor guard would be put to death or have to serve their sentence. They come back the next day. Checked in with him so he wouldn't be to blame. Read the Bible, folks. God says, you already know. I'll tell you who is of God. Those who say that Jesus has come in the flesh. And if they say he hasn't come in the flesh, or they say, no, I don't believe that, then that's not of God. Sounds sort of simple to me. And those of us with simple minds like to keep it that way. But here's what I want you to know, too. I want you to know how to overcome Satan. Now, every one of us are under attack. Continually. Satan is relentless. He can never kill me to send me to hell. It's impossible. But he's relentless. You know why he's relentless on you and me, on the family of God? Because he knows his time is short, that he has no authority over Christ. But how do you get to the heart of the parent? Harm the child. Harm the children, right? You mess with my kids. Got it? Think of it. So Satan is messing with the family of God. And God said, I want you to know something. The way you got saved, that's the way that you can fight Satan. I got saved by the blood of the Lamb. I got saved by believing the truth about who Christ is. Christ, the living Son of God, God incarnate, comes down. He sheds that blood for me. I accept him as Lord and Savior. And I know that he was thinking about me before time began. And that still blows my mind every Sunday. But I know it. But you know, the pattern for Jesus, the plan for Jesus, it's not complicated, folks. It is people that make it complicated. Now listen, how do I overcome, know to overcome Satan? Revelation 12, verse 11. They, who's that? Christians. Those who stand for the church. They overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You overcome Satan the same way you got saved. It's always the blood of the Lamb. You and I do not have the strength to stand toe-to-toe with Satan. He's vile, he's vicious, he's tricky. But I know someone who can. I know the power, and there's power in the blood. Amen. Wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. He says, I shed that blood for you. If you would have been the only one that had ever created, he'd have still shed his blood. So that you and I are allowed through love, through grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I read that scripture just about every wedding. Looking at the gifts that you and I have. The grace that is given us. Even those with the power of prayer. Those that have such power in love. Those that have been given all the gifts you can think of. And Paul goes through a litany of them. And somewhere around verse 25, I believe, you will find Paul saying this. These three remain. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Love supersedes all law. Love supersedes all court rulings. Love supersedes nature. Well, it's impossible for you to live. You're not going to make it. 50 years later, told you're going to die one of these days. You see, you and I live and breathe by the grace of God. Satan wants at every step to kill us. But his power with us is limited. You know what it's limited to? What we will allow him to do. Why do we allow it? Does not our allowance come from our thoughts? Is it not our thoughts that betray our heart? Doesn't that come from the human brain, our doubts? For does not our spirit know? And is there not that war going on between our flesh and our spirit? Yes, but I know who wins. I know exactly what the outcome will be. I read it. Jesus wins. It is he who fights the last battle for you and me. It is he who fought the first battle for you and me. He said, I want you to know it. I want you to know when I became flesh and blood, I became flesh and blood for you. I told all the prophets of the ages, I was coming, and I was coming to show you my love. And I want you to know my love. I want you to feel my peace, for it is my peace that will supersede any kind of peace the world can give you. It is my peace that will give you hope. It is my love that gives you the power, the holy boldness. I love you. You can't do anything any better than you're doing that's going to make Christ love you anymore. You can't do that. Because you see, you and I look at love from the human emotion. God says, I am love. I am love. And then do you know? Jesus let us in on this one. I love you. You are my love. Never fear, for I will touch your heart. The minds of your enemies will be turned to peace with you. Stand for my truth, my love, my hope through your faith. There's no army, There's not a personality in existence or thing that exists that can overpower a child of God standing for the blood of the Lamb. He said, I gave all I had for you. Do not, folks, please, do not allow bitterness and hatred to overshadow the love that Christ tells us we must have. I do not know how much more evil God will allow to be put out upon us, but I'll tell you this. We certainly would not be the first nation that totally collapsed because we turn our back on God, His own chosen people, He allowed to go into slavery. In this day, at this time, He says, are you going to go back to the slavery of the world or to the freedom and the love that I offer? You don't know what a bright light is until you got Jesus shining. And see, He doesn't trick you. He doesn't twist it. He just simply says, I love you, and whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Those who want to add to that are just wanting to control. Folks, don't you ever let a human being have control over you. You give it to Jesus because He gave it all to you. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love and for the peace that only You can give us. The hope, Father, is through You. The faith that we have, Father, that comes through You also. But Father, the ultimate love is You. You gave Your Son as an illustration where we could see You in the flesh. And thank You, Father, for all Jesus did was love. Thank You that You are still King, that Jesus, our Savior, is with You, but also with us. Thank You that He said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. Thank You for such love. In Jesus' name, amen.